While Noel was exploring the many delights of the sauna, the official opening of the conference was drawing to its lengthy conclusion. The ceremony took place in the Millennium Dome, leading to long lines of unhappy delegates as the Jubilee Line struggled to ferry people across London and hastily upgraded security checks meant yet more lines to enter into the halls. A children's choir sang an anthem, especially composed for the event. Alejandro, overdressed in a tuxedo with his CBE prominently displayed, had walked minor royalty to the podium. Spencer, as chief organiser, had delivered housekeeping announcements with the pomp of an 18th century court. Minor royalty was preceded by a dance troupe from West Africa and an ageing Hollywood celebrity who spoke in mystic terms of love and compassion, words also used by royalty. A young girl, identified as living proudly with HIV, was ushered on stage to present royalty with a bouquet of flowers. The princess promptly sneezed, which reduced the girl to tears until an assistant ushered her back off stage. A young man representing drug users, nattily dressed in a sky blue suit, thanked royalty and paid tribute to Pomfrey, whose face in a blown-up photograph hung over the main stage with the flags of the 86 countries present. Actually 85, the delegate from one small country having been taken violently ill with food poisoning. Sylvie hovered behind the stage, very aware of Pomfrey's absence. Before she could think further about her future, she was distracted by a catering crisis. The kitchen had failed to identify which of the snacks were halal, and several delegates, who had wisely found the reception before it officially began, were complaining of AIDS Islamophobia. As she set off for the kitchen to see whether this could be fixed, Sylvie noticed Alejandro and Spencer jostling to escort minor royalty to the reception area. Alejandro was explaining the search for a vaccine to royalty, who seemed bemused by the idea of retroviruses and T-cells. "You see," he said earnestly, "Pomfrey and I were collaborating on this promising new deal." "A terrible loss," said royalty. "Death seemed a safer topic than virology." Alejandro smiled complacently. "Of course, now I ought to," his memory to continue. "We have many distinguished collaborators. Johns Hopkins, the Pasteur Institute, folk in Israel. Your Highness would appreciate the honour for Britain if we could discover it here." Minor royalty nodded, unconcerned at being addressed with the wrong title, and sipped a glass of champagne. "I hope you like it, ma'am," said Spencer, anxious not to be left out. "Veuve Clicquot, not of course that we have it for everyone. We do need to be careful how we spend our resources." As soon as she could, minor royalty departed, wondering whether she could perhaps take on Wimbledon rather than AIDS as her work for the family. Spencer and Alejandro beamed at each other, their mutual distrust momentarily forgotten. Someone, they thought, needed to succeed Pomfrey as president of the Global AIDS Trust, which would certainly lead to a knighthood, if not perhaps a peerage. Without any comment, they moved apart and hurried off in different directions.